The Skype of Cthulhu presents Blackwater Creek by Scott Dorward. A Call of Cthulhu 7th edition scenario. Featuring Darren as veteran private eye Jack Coway. John as business magnate Benjamin Wallace, also known as Kanka Wampe, the White Raven. Mark as Olympic swim team hopeful and Miskatonic University student Harriet Flaume. Magnus as the Miskatonic University archaeology wunderkind, Errol Stevens. Rich as brilliant field anthropologist, Dr. Elise Harrison. And Shannon as expedition troubleshooter, Del Werfel. Our keeper of arcane lore is Corey.
Hello.
Hey. Greetings. How's it going? Excellent.
Hi, good.
We have lots good of folks here. That is a great, great thing. Okay. Let me see here.
Capital.
All righty. So, looks like
hello, Governor.
Hello. Good morning, Magnus. Happy Bewitching Eve. And I'll have Eve. The morning.
Yeah, you may be.
Okay. Let's see here.
Fun fact. It's not actually Hallows Eve in Sweden. It's the day here, because we are actually celebrating Hallows Day on the actual. On 31st.
Oh yeah, huh? There you go.
So it's quite rare that it actually lines up with American Halloween.
Well, there you go. So you're all hallowed up already, huh?
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Okay. Well, I guess you know what? We'll start our U.S. Bewitching Night here. And we'll start things up. So, okay, last time, pretty much you guys went through with the ceremony. And Del did not wish to participate, so he stayed by the truck. And
hooray!
Yay! Hooray! Folks went out and ran into some strange trees with tentacle-y things and had a munch on Errol there. Your friend Reginald has freaked out because of such things and run out of the woods and into the car and just drove right out of, Blackwater Creek. So it is unknown where he is at this time. You guys did do the ceremony. Kunkot Wampe saw a lot of things that a lot of other things didn't see, which he has not mentioned, which is probably a good thing. Elise Haberson woke up the next morning after this crazy thing, and she looks to be infected with the sickness that everybody has in Blackwater Creek. She's got black pustules and pus coming down her forehead, by her lip, and on her neck. Some is sliming down her arm. She has passed out at this time in her small clothes in the next morning. One other thing, though. Errol, and I do take this as a quote from Scott Dorward. He basically said, if they're going to smoke mushrooms that are dripping bloody ichor, smell of death, and are have flies flying all over them, they should make an extreme con check. So make them pay was actually the quote. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Brutal.
So Errol is, now, it was funny. I had to go with it. So, now Errol, you are feeling fantastic this morning. You didn't feel anything in the ceremony last night, but, you are feeling great. Absolutely great. So actually, give me a luck roll, and then if you pass, just let me know, and I'll type something to you later. But yes, you feel rejuvenated. Your heart is fluttering. You just feel like you can take on the world.
Well, I may feel great, but I'm not feeling lucky.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, so you missed it. Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. So, yes. So, this is where, I guess, Adele, if you'd like to explain what you did for the evening there while you were waiting out, I think we discussed, and that sounds good to me.
Okay. Well, Adele was out of character, was with his honey, and he was going back and forth, and he started to know some problems in town, so he's staying out of there, as I detailed in the email, and he's put himself in a defensible position if evening comes, but he's going back and forth to check up on these people to see if they've returned from their mad gallivanting.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, we go through to the next morning. Everybody is woken up. And like I said, Kanka Wampe and Errol are feeling fantastic. How are you feeling about this, Jack? What is your thoughts on the whole situation?
Right now I am just kind of waiting and seeing. I don't know exactly what all happened, so I'm waiting for them all to get up to kind of tell me what they saw, but overall I don't think it did anything. But
okay.
Yeah, well, that's actually, me, you know what? Standing on the sidelines.
It's the next morning. We're going to say Elise is probably still kind of passed out. If you guys want to discuss today what happened last night, probably would be a good idea. Or if you want to get out of the forest before you do that, that's fine too. But totally up to you.
Since she doesn't look very good, I don't think it helped. At least her.
Okay. No problem. Well, actually... if you guys aren't going to discuss, actually, she'll wake up and she looks absolutely horrible. She's looking at her body, her you know, these infections that are coming out of her, and you just see her face is just like drooped, and you know it's like her eyes are 1,000 miles away, and she's just trying to stay together. You see her put on her clothes slowly. She gets out her makeup kit and starting putting on powder and stuff, trying to hide the pus, which just keeps caking in and running down her face. And she keeps looking in her mirror and saying, "I'm still pretty." And then she slaps the mirror closed. And
good thing Dale isn't there.
Yeah.
to tell her the hard truth. I'm texting Rich right now.
So she
is texting Rich.
She is pretty. She's pretty. She does not look well at this point. So I will leave it up to you guys. So what do you do from there? She is just going to kind of look at herself every like 5 minutes or so. She keeps mumbling to herself and looking into the mirror and then slapping it shut. And away we go.
Yeah, I'm gonna be talking to the professor and basically asking how she's doing and if there's anything I can do for her.
And she said, "No, Daryl, I'm fine. Don't worry about it. I'm not feeling very well this morning, and I will be fine. Don't you worry."
Okay.
Okay. And then she looks into it, and then she's not even looking at you. And then she looks at the mirror again, and then just slaps it shut, and then just kind of lights out again.
Yeah, I'm gonna be talking to White Raven then.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now that we've done this, where's the professor?
I still don't know where the professor is. I think that the Carmody's definitely were involved in this. I think we should now that I have received some insight and potentially some power to be able to combat them, I think we need to take the fight to the Carmody's and find out what happened to the professor.
So, wait, what? So, what we did just, we still have to get to the Carmody's and go through that crazy field and...
I told you this was just for me to receive some insight and some power for this fight.
Yeah, but
this
I
wasn't
thought,
going to solve it.
I thought that insight might be where the professor was, or at least how to get to him. Not that we have to go through the Carmody's anyway.
Believe me, I think we have a leg up now. That's all I can tell you.
Okay, if you say so.
Okay. Jack, did you have any anything you'd like to do right now?
At this point, I'm just going to be picking stuff up. I just am not sure exactly what all we can get from here, but maybe the farm is a better choice. But
okay,
at this point, I can't really add to anything. So.
Okay.
I'll just help kind of gather things up.
So, out of character, we've had a good rest tonight.
Yes.
Or no?
Yes. Yeah. You were totally you and Errol especially since you've woke up and you're feeling like a million bucks. You definitely did. You can't say much about Elise because she obviously is looking very bad today. So
do we make any rolls or anything for, or no?
Rolls for anything. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you make a roll last week? A luck roll?
I don't think I did.
Yeah. Actually, go ahead and make a luck roll.
Yeah. My luck is where I left it. Okay. Apologies, what am I doing here?
Okay.
Exactly. I mean, technically, what am I doing? Rolling what?
Luck.
Luck.
Oh, just straight luck. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
64 of 77, I passed.
Okay, cool. I will reveal that to you later. You
were
just feeling great. So Elise is just kind of moseying around the camp and running around in a circle, and not camp, sacrifice, the ritual site, and every once in a while flipping into the mirror and then flipping it back and just looking like an automaton. You guys going to start heading back now? What is your plans at this point?
Well, the White Raven is okay with, I eventually want to go back to the Carmody's to,
right,
to try to end this blight.
Okay.
But, I'm okay if others want to do something else during the day.
Well, it doesn't seem like we're going to get too much else done here, so we might as well at least get back to town and kind of.
Yeah, I don't want to be in this forest anymore. I mean, it wasn't...
Well, we tried the road, and the road seemed like bad news. Maybe we go up the creek and take a right through the cornfield.
To the Carmody's?
Yeah. Do we have a map? Am I looking at a map, or do I not know?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, let's get back to roll 20 here.
I mean, I don't know if I actually, in character, like, have a map.
I think you got a general one.
Yeah, you got a general one before. So, you do know that, the creek is high at that point because of where they are. They are they have the flood, the dam, that which is holding back the waters. You did see that it was kind of up at the banks and, causing some weird things to the flora around there.
I mean, if everyone else feels safer trying to go back down the road instead of trying to go some back way. We can circle back around through town.
Okay.
I'm okay with whatever the group wants to do. I just want to stick together.
Yeah.
That makes sense right now.
Okay. I'm sorry. So you want to do the road still, or?
I think that's let's do the road.
Okay. So the one thing is to remember you have lost Reginald. You don't know where he's at. He is gone. You can head back to the woods the way you came. That's where you last knew that Del was. It is the next morning. It's probably, we'll say it's well past. You guys slept in pretty well from a wild night, so it's probably about 9 o'clock in the morning. Sun is pretty far up in the sky.
Yeah, let's try to get the group as much as we can gathered, I think.
Yeah, because we could check back at the farm we were staying at. Maybe Reginald went there. I don't know where he went to exactly, but that might be a safe spot he could have run to.
Okay. Yeah, no, that sounds good.
That'll take us closer to the Carmody's. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so you guys pretty much, I think you know the drill by now in terms of you have a pretty good path going through these woods. I don't think you need to worry about anything crazy going on, so you pick your way through the safe path that you've been following this whole time, and you end up at the edge of the woods and at the bridge. So, Del, why don't you, or actually, let's see here. Yeah, Del, why don't you roll a luck roll?
Me?
Yes.
I'm not very lucky. Okay. Okay, here we go, here we go.
I'll give you a bonus.
Nope, nope. 75, nope.
Okay. Do a bonus now.
No. Oh, thank you. All right, let me do D10 here. Nine.
Oh, that's even worse. Okay, all right.
Yes.
So you come out, and there is nobody at the ridge here. Let's see. Actually, who's got the group luck? Who's got the worst now? It's Elise, but I'll actually give it to you guys.
I have 41.
Okay, mine's at 52, so it's still fairly good.
Okay.
Yeah, mine's at 77, but yeah. That's
okay.
Definitely
so,
not the worst.
Go ahead, Magnus. Arrow will make this luck roll.
06.
Whoa. 06? Awesome. There you go.
Yes.
So, you just saw somebody walk down the bridge, past the bridge and out west towards the farms, but you don't see anybody else on the road at this point when you walk out. But the truck is gone, and he is not there.
Do we see tire tracks leading anywhere?
Sure. If you want to go over and do a spot hidden, you can do so.
Hey, Corey?
Yes.
Remember what I said I was leaving for them in case
there
once they came out?
Yes, I do. Yeah, go ahead and do a spot hidden, please. And you can use a bonus die.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good because I rolled a 70.
Oh, did you make it though?
No, six. Yeah, I rolled 60 the second time. Not happening. Sorry.
Oh, I thought you had a 77 or something for luck. Spot hidden. I'm sorry, I'm crazy here. Oh, well, actually, everybody in the group can do the spot hidden with the bonus, please.
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
A hard success.
You see crooked into a tree, and there's, you use like a, something to like a thumbtack or something is pushed into the tree, and you see a envelope with a note there. Or you could assume it's a note.
I've got something here. It's a letter.
Hmm.
Oh, what does it say?
Yeah.
I open it.
Okay, I will actually allow Del to say what he wanted to say.
Dear Numbskulls, I have moved to this following position. I give the basic coordinates, which is like northwest. The locals seem to be getting very violent. They're carrying guns and everything, kind of coming to our area. I hope you make it over to me. I'd hate to tell the professor you're all dead. Signed, Del. P.S. Tell the professor that she, and it goes blank.
Blank.
Okay. I guess we should get over to wherever that is.
Where on the map are those coordinates?
Yeah, so we're going to say he went back to where near the where the expedition campsite was. So
okay.
Okay.
That's probably closer than where we're at.
Okay. Yeah. So you just need to go over the bridge and then down the way there.
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Or I guess we're all piling into the truck. Or we're walking, actually.
There's nothing.
Yeah.
You have no vehicles.
Yep. All right, we'll take the road.
Okay. So, you run safe. Over it. Actually, it's funny. You don't see anybody in town at all. So you just wander up there. We'll say it probably takes you about 35 minutes or so to get up there. And there you go. You see the truck is over in the campsite over there. With the other dead truck, which has been burned out and everything. And, roll another luck there, Del.
Do I get a bonus die?
You do. You get a bonus die.
Hooray. Hooray. All right, so here's a D10. That's a 70-something. Not good.
Okay.
71 and a 71.
Oh, nice. Okay. Well, the truck is not rocking once you get there. It's,
That's good. I feel better already.
He is talking to his blonde lady again up on that. He has her up against the truck and is talking some sweet nothings to her when you come walking up.
Dale.
I let out a long sigh as they cock-block me yet again.
Yeah.
Hello. This is Daisy. You've met Daisy. How did it all go there?
Extend my hand. Hi, Daisy.
Hey, sugar.
I'm Errol.
It's very nice to meet you, Errol.
Yeah, nice to meet you, too. So Del... What's going on here?
Well, I was making out with Daisy till you showed up, but there seems to be a situation with the locals. I noticed they've been gathering their guns and kind of starting to muster and come in this direction from what I can tell.
Mm-hmm. We didn't see anyone on our way here.
Well... You all went off to do your hocus pocus thing. I was driving back and forth, had some time.
So they're coming down towards the site here?
They were mustering.
Where were they mustering, in town?
Yeah, right around at the northern border they were coming up. So it looks like they're heading in this direction, but I might be off about that.
Yeah, so Del was actually, right over here or whatever. He did see people with, walking around with guns, like, over here and looking down his way. And then, I don't know if you want to let it out, but, people would be walking by the truck and looking in. And it was kind of bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I convey all that info that they were just starting to get borderline aggressive. Might be the way to phrase it. And then I see the professor, I go, oh, Jesus. What happened to you?
She says, nothing, Del. I'm fine. I'm just doing...
We got to get you to a hospital, dear. Something's wrong.
No, everything's okay. I'm absolutely fine, Del.
His friend of Daisy's here. She really used to be good looking. I'm not kidding. I didn't make that up. No, really, she did. Something's happened.
I'm still pretty. I'm still pretty. She opens up the compact, and she looks at it, and she slams it again.
I'm going to be shooting Del an evil look here.
I'm a beautiful Del's woman. Kind of like, Del's like, of course you are. Yeah, my office still stands.
She grabs some more powder, and she's doing her face, and it's just caking, and then dribbling. So
Daisy's probably putting her arm around me protectively, seeing a female threat that I bragged about to her, but maybe not. Maybe she
doesn't
feel
threatened.
I don't
think she is. No, I don't. I don't think Daisy's having any threats at this point.
She's like, I'm not threatened.
She actually looks kind of disgusted. She's just like. She's got that problem that some of the town folk have.
What's that problem?
Well, you know, when I've seen that black stuff to get on them. I don't know. I don't come back here. I'm on the out of farms. I just come here for backs of store and then I head home. And I would like this not to be my home, if you know what I mean. So, yeah. Yeah, you're gonna, you know, maybe you can give me a ride.
Oh, you bet, sweetums, you bet.
Excellent. So, all right. So you're out there. You're at the expedition site. Go ahead with discuss your plans here. What would you like to do?
So, what happened with your hocus pocus, higgamajig, woozhoo?
From what I can tell. Not much.
I shoot a look at the Indian played by John. I say, well now, what do you have to say about that?
Well,
I
don't really want to tell.
I mean, obviously something happened to the professor and, right. Well,
and
to
actually,
Professor Haberson.
Elise says, didn't you see them, Del? Didn't you see them? You saw them. You saw the dark spirits that dance with us during the ritual. Yes, of course. You were dancing with us. You saw them too, of course.
I was dancing. No, wait. There were no spirits anywhere. I was dancing, but that's
yes, they were everywhere. Don't you remember? Don't tell me you don't remember. Don't try to slight. Mr. Kankawampe, it happened. I was there.
Oh, I would never do that.
I didn't. I can't remember having seen anything like that.
I'm not crazy. I'm not crazy, and I'm very pretty. I'm beautiful.
Close your idea, and I hold Daisy tighter.
Nice.
Also, nice. Apparently, this didn't help in giving Mr. White Raven any sort of clue of where Professor what's this?
Rhodes.
His last name. Professor Rhodes is. So we apparently still have to get to the Carmody farm anyway.
The spirits are on our side now, however. You will see soon enough.
Yeah, sure. That's good.
What did the Wuzhu spirits tell you, Mr. Indian?
They gave me the secrets of some ancient powers. I don't want to discuss it right now. I'll tell you and show you when the time is right.
Oh, okay. Del gives him a wink. Kind of glances at the professor, looks back at the Indian, concludes they're both crazy.
There you have it. All right. So, plans. What you guys doing?
Well, did you see Reginald when you were over in this part of the area or in town? Because he kind of ran off and not sure what happened.
Wait. He ran off and he serves you, Mr. Indian. What'd you do to set him off?
He couldn't quite handle the experience of meeting spirits.
Did anyone else besides the professor see the spirits in Reginald, of course?
Well, Reginald ran off before the ritual.
And that's Elise is getting. I saw them out there. They were there. I saw them. I did the ritual properly. I was dancing with them. It was incredible. I can't remember having seen them. I don't know what happened to my body, it happened.
So I look to the others who haven't spoken, like Errol's spoken, for instance, but I don't think like Jack has spoken, nor the other female who played by Mark, whose name I'm forgetting.
Mark she's wasn't there.
He's not there. She's not there.
Okay, so she's not there.
MIA.
I looked at Jack, who's been really quiet, to see if
he went up to the farm and she went up to the farm and we haven't heard anything from her. I was off.
I can't wait.
Oh no! What's the name of Mark's character again? It's on the tip of my tongue.
Harriet.
Harriet.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I said, where's Harriet? Harriet Flamette.
And during the ritual, I was pretty much just off to the side, just kind of making sure that nothing kind of interrupted them. But I didn't really take part or see anything different aside from them just kind of dancing around. But I'm not sure what all they learned from it, but I don't think they got too much out of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
But I could be wrong.
So, what's the plan? We're going to go look for Harriet now?
Yeah,
Well, we still have to look for Rhodes. That's what we're here for, right? And he'll think I'm beautiful. And he looks in the compact and she smacks the gags again. Back together.
I would have thought this was going to help. But if this didn't lead to us finding the professor, we're going to have to go to the Carmody farm, and we're definitely going to have to look for Harriet while we're there, of course, but...
Hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, Daisy, you better come along here. It's starting to get dangerous.
You want me to go to that farm with those comedies? Maybe you just drop me off at home and pick me up afterwards. That doesn't sound right.
All right, suit yourself. I'll drop you off then.
Okay.
That'd
be fun.
Yeah.
What's that?
Probably the safer course of action.
Yeah, you take care of yourself there, Stubb. But I need to be.
No
back
need to
far.
Drag her into it. No.
So, all right, then. Well.
So, we'll say that you guys... now, here's the deal. I mean, you got a fully packed truck, and you probably can stuff 4 people in the cab, and that's about it. So, and then you got, 6 people now? Yeah. So I guess you don't have Reginald anymore.
I don't think so.
Yeah. And unless by the way, Reginald, when he sped off, he was going towards, back towards Arkham. In terms of that road.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So he went that way.
He's flying. Yeah.
Yeah, Reginald's gone. Oh, Reginald.
Well, we still might find him.
So, does White Raven looks at Daisy? Perhaps she should go home.
Yeah, she asked for a ride. And Daisy
to
be in the car. Dude.
Yeah.
It's not my fault you lost your driver there, Kung Pao Chicken.
Oh, good.
Okay.
He just looks at what is a Kung Pao Chicken.
All right.
So Dale and Daisy get in the car, and then he waits to see who gets the remaining 2 seats.
Yeah, there you go.
Raven will just get in the back. In the back of the truck.
So, you're just going to have to hold on, find someplace amongst the stuff. It's not comfortable. It's pretty packed. Who else is going on the inside, I guess?
I'm not. I'm going on the outside. I mean, that's for obvious reasons.
Dell could pop the trunk, and then someone could be in the back because it's a short ride. Drop Daisy off, and then we're good. So
trunk. You're in a truck.
Oh, I'm kind of thinking of a different type of truck, but okay.
Yeah. You have the expedition truck, which okay. matches the burned out one right here. So, yeah, actually, Elise doesn't even bother to try to get into the cab. She actually goes into the back and just leans out the side and just keeps looking in her mirror. So, you guys go ahead and you drive off a couple miles out where Daisy lives, and you know, you drop her off.
Give her a big kiss and okay. send her off.
Okay. And you once again, you hear the I'm still pretty. I'm still pretty. I'm sure. Clack. Okay.
I'm actually gonna be telling the professor that it's gonna be okay. We'll figure out this.
And he said, of course, yes, thank you, Ernie, I appreciate it.
Yeah, if not, it'll be a quick drive back to Boston or Arkham to get to a better hospital than what we can see around here.
Okay, so you are at the boundary of Blackwater Creek, driving back. What is the plan now?
There's to find Harriet, right?
Road through
yeah,
town?
let's get to the Carmody's.
Yeah, okay. unless we want to check back at the farm we were staying at to see if she went back there.
Okay,
no, I suppose since we have the truck, I suppose that's the reasonable thing to do.
Okay, we'll do that first, and probably not find her and go to the Carmody's after that. I would say out of character.
Yeah. Okay, you're going where? I miss that.
To the Jarvis first, and then to the Carmody's.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Go ahead. And you go start driving through town. We're going to say it's probably about 11 a.m. You don't see anybody on the streets. You start driving. Actually, go ahead and do a... actually, you don't even need to do a listen roll. The church is full. The doors are open. And you hear, like, kind of a revival thing of... yeah, you know what? Go ahead and do a listen roll anyway. Everybody that's outside the truck.
Well, I'm probably outside the truck.
So that's like just a few people, yeah.
Yeah, no, I failed.
Okay. How'd you do, Kankat Wope?
Looks like some people are not in the roll 20. I guess they're using hard dice or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Oh, sorry, I was reading something. What am I rolling? Apologize.
Okay. Go ahead.
I was reading one other thing.
Sure. No, there's something going on in the church. Go ahead and make a roll for listen. You hear like a kind of a revival type thing going on.
I failed 28 of 20.
Okay. Well, you hear people shouting and yelling and it's just you've heard like revivals before, and it does not sound like this is a something that is it sounds more sinister and more dark as you drive by. It's yelling and screaming, but it's not, you know, it doesn't seem like a love of God or anything. It sounds more like a vengeance cry or something like this. It's very violent. So as you drive by, actually, you do see that a couple people run out and, as you're driving past the schoolhouse, you see Sprouts and run out, and he's in some vestments. But he just looks at you and sees you as you drive away.
Okay.
Well, that was strange.
Yeah.
So, is anyone in the back of the truck with me?
Who's yes. back with me? Elise and Errol are both in the back with you.
Oh, okay.
And Elise is not really caring about anything in the world, so...
Oh, look, that's weird. Professor. They were definitely doing some kind of ritual.
Oh, well, I believe the preferred term is church service. That's, yeah. That's what we usually call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What kind of vestments were they?
They looked like regular church vestments. They might have been.
Oh, okay. It wasn't something of uncharacteristic and. Okay, never mind.
It is Sunday, I guess.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, is it Sunday?
It is Monday. I was trying to figure that out. It is actually Monday.
Okay, so I'm going to say it's... I'm going to be wrong and say that it's Sunday, I guess, so...
Okay.
Okay.
It sounded strange, and today is not Sunday. It's Monday.
Is it? Oh. That's weird.
Yeah. Okay. So, there's something going on over there.
Do we want to tell them to stop, or do you want to keep going?
No, let's keep going. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just wondering.
I'm guessing that's bad news. Mm-hmm. I don't want that right now.
I think the more we stay away from them, the better right now. We need to find Harriet and get clear.
Yeah. Just get this kind of expedition over with as far as what all's here and get back to Boston and Arkham. And
well, we haven't found the professor yet.
Well, that's what I meant.
Have we decided we can't find him? Or?
No, I'm saying we just try and get this over with as soon as possible. So.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to be in the church. That's just what I'm saying.
I think you're right.
The White Raven goes back to staring out of the back of the truck, thinking about what he's learned.
Little did we know the professor was in the church all along.
He's just part of the church.
Damn you, Corey. Damn you.
Okay, so yeah, so you you zip past there. I assume you're not stopping, and you get you take the right to the sorry the left to the north and up towards the Jarvie Farm, and you turn into the Jarvie Farm and you head up in. People are still milling around doing their work. It looks more. I mean, I don't know if you're. Yeah, I assume that you're just going to drive up. You're not obscuring yourself at all or anything. But it looks very somber. Not happy.
I'll just pull the car off to the side and turn the engine off and watch and see if the others want to get out. In the meantime, I'm just kind of looking around.
Okay. So where are you at? I mean, exactly. You're at the you pulled into the farm, or you're down the road.
I'm gonna drive in cautiously because I know the locals are restless. Right. So I'm just kind of going cautiously. Kind of got the window down to kind of see if I can hear extra, telling everybody what I'm concerned about, and just making my way towards the farm. I've got my shotgun nearby.
Okay.
Too.
Sure. Okay.
And my handgun. So.
All right, what's everybody doing? What's your next plan here? You do not see from here the Rolls Royce.
Okay. If the truck stopped, White Raven will climb out of the back and just take a look around.
Okay. All right. Yeah. No. You just see. You see. Mr. Jarvie is just walking around. He does. Let's see here. Yeah, he's minding his own business, and he doesn't really look at you. He's just kind of trudging towards one of the barns with a pail in his hand. And some of the other guys, they look at you, but they don't really care, and they just keep doing their work.
Mr. Jarvie.
What's that, son? Hi. You walk up to him, and you can tell, he looks sick. He looks like, his skin looks red. He just looks not good. You can see he's actually got let's say he's got a bandage around his neck, and it's got some black on it. Welcome back. Hi, Mr. Wallace, right? That was your name?
That's correct. What happened?
We're under the weather. You know what happened. It was a whole of a day, and everybody's sick. Life has done a 180 for us here. It's not good. We've been turned around. The cot is going the other way now.
I'll ask him if he's seen Reginald.
Or Harriet.
Have you seen Reginald or Harriet?
No, I haven't seen. I haven't seen you guys since you left. We've just been trying to keep up and try to keep the farm moving with everybody being sick like it is. And I would suggest that you leave the farm. I don't want to get you folks diseased.
Well, thanks for your time. I'll see if we can find a way to help you.
Okay.
I'll go back to the truck and tell them something's definitely wrong with these people. They're getting sick. But yeah, they're not violent like the townsfolk.
So, yeah, he's he looks a lot like Elise. He is showing these sores now and the pus. You see another guy as you walk by. He's, you know, actually it's coming out of his eye. And he's trying to he had something tied around it, but you see it dripping down his cheek. It's just these guys are like they look really red and they're sweating and they just do not look healthy.
Time is running short for this town of Blackwater Creek. We need to head to the Carmody's now. We're running out of time.
What was the name of this place before it was Blackwater Creek, when your people may have been here? Did they have a name for it?
Corey, did they have a name for it?
It would be the Black Earth Tribe, so I don't know. I don't know. I don't think he's actually named it. If I might be misremembering, but it was known as, with the Quakers, it was Cade's Rest. It was Ezekiel Cade.
Got it. Oh, so, that was the name of the entire town? Okay.
Right. Yeah, that's what the first settlement was called. For what they have, I don't know. What they called it, I don't remember if that was explained or not. So,
okay.
Plus, they might not be from that area exactly. So, who knows?
I don't know what my people called it.
Okay.
Okay.
So, at that point, let's see here. Mark, are you there?
Harriet!
Harriet!
Hello.
Hey! Hey! Okay.
Harriet!
Like I said in email, you've had some very horrible dreams. I don't know if you saw the message I just sent you there.
About the dreams?
No, the I just sent you basically rolled 2d3.
2d3.
Yeah.
Four.
Okay.
Together.
There you go. That is you have healed that much and you're starting to Woo-hoo! Come to Okay, so what you realize when you wake up, you start coming to consciousness, and you have a stick bound in your mouth, and you can feel that you're tied up against some sort of post. It's all dark. You can feel like some slimy dirt on your bare legs. Actually, go ahead and do another con roll, please.
Pass 34 out
you
of
56. Okay. Okay, cool. Okay, so yeah, you're coming to, and you just feel like you notice as you're starting to come in, you feel like these worm things are like on your neck and on your hands, and they're like slinking around. You're in kind of pitch darkness. Actually, go ahead and do a spot hidden roll.
We know how well that goes. No, 60.
Okay, so right, so you are at this point. You're bound and gagged, and you're just, the darkness is pretty much engulfing you. So what is your thoughts at this point? Are you you're sitting, your hands are bound behind your back on a it feels like a slimy wooden post, and you're sitting on your butt basically with your legs out, and you can feel that there's like a dirt floor around you, and that's pretty much what you feel right now. And these slimy weird things are crawling on your neck and on your hands.
Am I still dressed?
Yes, you are. Go ahead and, you don't have your jacket on.
Oh.
Yes, you are, you have your dress on and, you know, your clothes and.
Could I make it to, would it be too chiselly to say I had a makeup kit in my jacket pocket? The nail file?
Sure, but your jacket isn't near cheesy. You. Go ahead, you can do a luck roll to see if they actually brought it down with you. Maybe you might be able to sense it around you somewhere.
A luck roll, you say? 45... 54 now.
Okay. So as far as you know of, you don't see anything. It's dark. Go ahead and do a listen roll.
And it's just a wooden stick sort of gagging me, is it?
It's like it's tied into your mouth somehow. You don't know what's going on.
31. No, fail.
Okay. So you're...
I will start to chew the stick.
Okay. You're chewing at the stick. Excellent. Okay, so at that point, we're just gonna, you're working on the stick. You're in complete darkness. You don't know where you're at, and at this point, you just start gnawing at it. So go ahead and do a D2.
No attack.
Do a D2. We'll see how bad.
One.
Okay, so yeah, you're chawing on the stick. You're trying to do something, and we'll leave you there. So okay, so back to the Jarvey farm. What's your guys' plan at this point?
I think we should all head to the Carmody farm as soon as possible.
Okay.
Time is running out.
All right. Yes. So, but
there's one problem. The last time we tried to go there, we were attacked by insects, but we were protected being inside our cars.
Yeah.
We can't all fit inside the car now.
That's, yeah.
Unless we could all... find a way to cram inside.
Is there any way to cram in there? Yeah.
Doubtful. I mean, you really. Yeah. Be,
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can sit on laps and I mean, I don't know. Let's see.
Not on Dell because it's driving.
How did we know the keeper was going to go, no, you can't fit it on there?
I mean, it's pretty. I guess you could stuff. Well, how many we got here? We got five people, right?
Well, Dell can fit the glove box or something, right?
Yeah, or we could
Dell's
get...
Dell's big. Kankat Wampe is a large man, a large pasty
actually,
man.
So this is the... We do have the expedition kit here, right?
Yeah, we can always just get a tent or canvas and kind of
yeah, but this
put
got
it over you
boxes
in the back.
We've got to have shipping boxes mm-hmm. with us.
Can we,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
type
no, if you
want
to readjust and try to...
Put someone in a crate. I mean...
in a crate.
I'll volunteer. I'll sit in a crate with a shotgun and a pistol. That's fine.
I think I'm probably the worst at actually... Well, I don't think anyone's going to want to roll a window down and fire a gun to tell
no.
you the truth. So, probably, well, the bugs will get in.
Can the ghost of Harriet say something?
Up here. That's fine.
You weedy, weedy men. Harriet, walk there, no problems. And you're...
Well, we don't actually know that, though. That's the problem.
No. Ooh, the
you don't know that.
Ooh, the insects.
So that's,
you're revealing secrets there, buddy. Come on.
I'm sorry, but...
We can't hear. We can't hear Harriet anyway because she's first of all just a stick in her mouth, and secondly,
she's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, however you guys want to do it, it will take some time. It'll take some time to get yourself. You know, you're gonna have to redo the truck. It'll, you know.
Mm-hmm.
However you want to do it. If you could, I mean, you could probably make yourself a barrier if you wanted to, and, you know, just kind of cover yourself up rather than putting people in boxes and that sort of thing. So whatever, however you want to do it, you definitely can. You have enough equipment. It's just a matter of time.
Errol likes the crate idea. He
Okay. There you go.
Stick him in a crate with a shotgun and a pistol, and he'll be fine.
Okay. Well, what do you have? I mean, what is we're down to what we had before. The rifle's gone. The shotgun. There might be another shotgun. Who had it? Yeah, because Harriet left it. She didn't take it. So there is another shotgun.
Yeah.
So there you go. So what are you doing, Benjamin Wallace? Where do you where are you gonna?
Well, I guess if the professor is going into the crate in the back, if four of us can sit up in the front, I'll just sit up in the front.
Okay.
Wait, I'm not the professor.
I'm sorry. If Errol is sitting in the back, sorry.
The professor is actually. She's just gonna. She's gonna hunch in a corner, and she's fine. She's just. She's just sitting there, and she's going, I'm pretty. I'm just so pretty. And then she flips open the compact and then slams it shut. And you
I hope she doesn't ask Dell for his opinion.
Over and over and over. So, so she's just going to sit out, and she doesn't care. She's just, oh, whatever. Let's get there. So there you go. You are starting to go into this thing. We have Errol has crated himself up with I don't know if he's peeking out or what.
He prefers not to.
Okay, there you go.
He's just going to sit in this crate until someone opens it.
Okay, there you go. All right, so you start driving in, and I assume you start driving in. It's this rutty road again. You know, it's all this tunnel of corn. It's way over your head. It's you know, you're seeing spiders everywhere, and you know, you're seeing some glints of eyes in the cornfields. Bugs are starting to zip around the truck.
Once I hear bugs near, I'm going to cover up the one arrow that I have in the crate.
Okay.
With my hand or something.
Okay. You may do so. You do feel a bug is crawling around on your hand.
Well, I'm obviously having like a clothing between my hand.
You stuff something in there. And, okay.
I'm holding something against. So if I faint, it's actually going to drop off the hole.
But, all right, there you go. All right. So you have now clogged up the hole, I guess. And you just hear mumbling in the front of the car. In the truck bed where Elise is sitting. Okay. You just keep driving through. This it's pretty much the same thing. I mean, you're seeing a bunch of snakes are coming up and. You see a raccoon which is following right next to you, and it keeps looking over, and it'll dart out into the woods. Sorry, field.
So how far have we gone so far?
I will say you're not to the body yet. You're probably about halfway right there. So you've seen this is where the trashed corn fields are on the other side there that Reginald powered through to get out. Oh no, it was Del. Del powered through to get out.
You're welcome.
So. Okay, so
we're going back in.
Whoever's driving, I guess you decide to keep going or what? Whatever.
I do.
Okay. So you get to the point where the body is. That's where the trashing first started, and you're pretty far in. So I assume that you are going to not go to the body that you have seen, and keep going on.
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead and do a drive roll at this point, just to see how far you've gone here, how it's been going.
Well, now, I've been driving really well and rolling really well here, so I think this is going to be no problem. Don't you all worry here. Do I get a bonus stat, or is this just straight up?
This is straight up.
Oh, well, I think I made it. Okay. I wanted to give everyone a heart attack there with my bad rolling, but I got a regular success.
Okay, good. Yeah, no, it's once again, it's a rough road, but you have gone through it without a problem. You're mad. It's been a pretty comfortable ride. You are keeping your cool. Like you said, these things look, you feel like you're being watched. You feel like there's some sort of intelligence in the eyes of some of these things that are flying up to you. Like a bird has just flown up on the cap of the radiator on the car and is looking at you for probably about 30 seconds, and then it flies off. But no, they're not bothering you, so to speak. If you look in the back, Elise is just sitting there, and things are buzzing around her, but she's just, looks with dead eyes and doesn't feel a whole lot.
White Raven looks at Del and good driving. I might need another driver after this is over if you're looking for work.
You couldn't afford me.
You would
very nice.
You would be surprised at what I could afford.
No, you don't understand. You couldn't afford me. My price is much more for an Indian, sir.
Okay. So you round the bend up here. We're gonna say you keep coming up, and now you're starting to see the tunnel here where it ends, and you're starting to see the light, and you can see a house in the distance. So we'll say you're right there where it's starting to straighten out, probably about a quarter mile from the farm. Same thing. Just stuff is around you. It is jumping about and running off. There is across the way in front of the farm. You're seeing that there is a cart pulled across it. You can see that from here.
I'll start to slow down unless I think I can get around it with ease, which I don't think I can it seems like it's a roadblock intentionally put there.
Right. So
I'm going to slow down and tell everyone, start looking around, see if we're going to get an ambush here.
Okay. Now, go ahead, everybody in the front seat, go ahead and do a spot hidden, please.
All right, so that's Dell, of course.
I missed.
You sure did. I don't know if 52 made it. No, hey, it made it. Regular success, 52 out of 58.
Nice. Oh, okay, cool. So you're we're going to go over to the Carmody farm here.
Nice.
Okay, so, oh, we can
still too expensive anyway, for you, sir.
So you're right here. This is where you're seeing the cart across. And you're probably about about 100 feet south of there. And then
about here?
You see, uncharacteristically, there is a big pool of water right here. Like right in front of the cart. It looks kind of strange.
I'll start to bring the car to just. I'll just stop it. I mean, the truck. Okay. I'll stop it.
Okay.
At this point, I'm removing my hand from the air hole, and I'm peeking out.
Okay.
So the insects didn't bother Elise. She was just hanging out without covering herself up.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And I'm gonna turn the truck sideways, so I'm gonna have the passenger side face the cart and the puddle, so that when I get out, I'm gonna have the cover of the truck, and I'm gonna tell everyone to come out on that side, so they have cover in case we have gunfire.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. Could you repeat what you're doing? What you're gonna?
Basically, I'm turning the truck sideways when I stop, so that it's wider,
okay,
longer,
so,
it's
okay,
more cover in case people start firing at us, and I tell everyone to come out.
Without trashing the field, you pretty much you can like do like diagonal if you want to do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So sure. Yeah. It's you do that. That's fine. And now you start hearing Elise saying, "Oh, I'm going to go see Henry. Henry's going to see me. I'm beautiful." And she lifts open the thing and then she slaps it shut. I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful. I'm going to see Henry. Henry. Henry.
Quiet, woman.
Yeah, she'll see him soon.
I'll just peek out from around and kind of look to see, like, if, you know, I see anybody moving, any movement, anything strange besides the weird animals.
Sure. Go ahead and go ahead and do a spot hidden.
Okay. I'll just say this looks like an obvious trap, and I think we need to be careful here, to say the least.
Maybe.
No, on the spot. Is anyone else looking, or am I the only one? They're all just staring at me like I'm crazy.
I'll look around.
Sure. Yeah, I'll take a look as well.
Sure.
Oh, I finally made one. 43 of 47.
Okay, yeah, you look up, you're getting out, and you kind of stand up on the truck while you're on the truck bench, or whatever you call it, the side ramp. When you're getting out, and you can see that in the middle of the yard, the farmyard over here, it looks like they have set up a bunch of carts in the middle, and you can see people are kind of milling there.
How many people? If the info is conveyed to me, that is.
Yeah, he can see how. What was your role? Was it a regular success?
Regular success, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you just saw somebody with some sort of weapon, sitting there.
They're armed.
You need to
be careful.
So, do we really need what we? So we're going here to basically save Harriet. Is that the idea?
Well, to find out what happened to her, because she went this direction and never came back. Or so if she left, she never told us where she was going.
Yes, from what I recall, we warned her not to go here, and she did.
Mm-hmm. But Rhodes is here. Rhodes is here. You know that. That hussy. We need to get Rhodes. Rhodes is why we're here.
Why is Harriet's a hussy? Really? Why is that? Dale seems interested suddenly.
that hussy, she's Don't you worry about it, Dell. I'm very beautiful, and clap.
She's had a thing for the professor. I suspected that long ago, in reference to Harriet.
And you just see her just her face contorts. So that's what you're seeing. You do know that they look to be holed up. They are ready for something. You do see there's the farmhouse way out there. Actually, if somebody wants to do another spot roll, you might get lucky.
We're all looking, so I'll roll. And we've got the truck as cover in case it gets ugly.
Anybody 91 of 47.
Yeah, that didn't
I did great.
That's why Dale's here. Oh, look at that. Look at that.
There you go.
Better than impale. Better than impale. The odd one.
Yeah, so you get up, you kind of get up on the board as well and start looking. And you focus in, and yeah, you can see there's first off, you do see there is a huge man there. And he looks like he has mottled skin. And it doesn't even look like he's wearing a shirt. He's just standing there with some sort of firearm. You can see at the farmhouse way out in the back, there is a window that was busted out and, it's been, boarded over for some reason. So there's been some disturbance here and, you see like, you can tell kind of their defenses now. They're behind some overturned carts and, they're standing on something, which is, allowing them to get over the edge of the cart. And you can see that there's, three or four people. It's a big guy. And then like three more people are there. And they're just sitting there.
And they're all armed, right?
They're all armed.
And you said the big guy had some weird type of firearm?
Oh, no, it's just, it's a rifle or shotgun. You don't know what it is. You can't tell from here, so.
So I look to the others, and then maybe I focus on Jack, because I know he has a handgun. And I say, gentlemen, ignoring the professor, we're in a situation where this is going to be a bloodbath on our end if we go forward. Only two of us have firearm skills, and there are at least four people there. It seems to behoove us to call the authorities, perhaps in another town than here, since the town seems to be losing it. If we go here forward, though, we will get chewed up by them. They're in a defensible situation. We do not have a tactical advantage, nor do we have the ability to sneak much, as I understand it.
Yeah, but what are they defending against? Us? Or anyone? Or the town? Because they might be fine towards us, but towards the town they might have issues. Or it could be everyone.
Well, you are welcome to go as a representative of our group and bring a white flag and converse with them, and hopefully they will not shoot you dead, sir.
Well, no, I'm fine with going to the police nearby. I'm just saying, though, that we don't know exactly what they're on about to know if they're going to be angry towards us or anything else. So.
Do they look like they saw us?
They probably heard us.
Yeah, you can tell. You had a pretty good look before. You see them. They're not saying anything, but now you can see that they're kind of ducking their heads down and they look a lot more alert.
Maybe we could, if they know we're here, maybe we could yell out to them. See what...
I think we may, are we close enough for them to actually talk? I think we're still pretty far away.
You're pretty far away, yeah. You'd have to get up near the, where the cart is up here.
As I said, you are welcome to take a white flag and go in that direction, and we will wait here for your fine answer. You seem very intent on this idea, so why don't you go and do that, and we can get some more information if you prefer. If I hear gunfire, we, of course, will do our best to contact the authorities and let them know the situation. And I look at the quiet Jack hallway.
Oh, no, I said I was fine with going to the cops. I'm just saying, though, that we just don't know what they're... defensive about. But.
Yes, but that doesn't do us any good if no one's volunteering to go forward, and no one is. So I do not think it's a good idea for us to just rush forward here. I mean, they seem quite hostile.
So I'm guessing if we're not close enough to yell and talk to them, we're really not close enough to get shots off either, and neither are they.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also anyway. We're behind the truck, so we've got like major cover.
So they're behind the carts that were flipped over that are blocking the entrance?
No, they're right in the middle of the yard. There's another cart blocking the entrance.
Oh, okay, so we could get behind that cart if we really wanted to.
Yeah.
Or those carts. Are there enough carts for all of us to get behind some of the carts?
What? Yeah, there's a cart there. Yeah, so...
As I say, we could try to sneak around their flank, but I guess if they saw us already, that might not work.
You definitely, you can tell that they know that you're there.
So no one can. No one's good at like sneaking around.
Not when they kind of know when you're there. I mean, we might be able to sneak into the field.
There is each side of the field. There's plenty of field on either side. So I don't want to say that they can see you at all times. But yeah.
Is it a cornfield with that we could hide in, or is it like? Well, I guess that's not really good
to hide. It's the cornfield that you have been scared of the whole time.
They would probably easily be able to spot us sneaking around in a cornfield.
this is. I mean, like I said, these are huge, wicked-looking corn. It looks weird. I mean, it's pretty thick. I mean, it's not like this is normal corn.
I guess it's moving around anyway if there's animals hopping around all over the place and stuff.
Yeah, oh, and also you do notice that now you have like a circle of there's a raccoon over in the corner, and there's a a rat is down the way, a bird is sitting on a corn stalk, and they're all staring at you.
I point a handgun at the raccoon to see if it reacts to my gun pointing at it.
No, not really. It just sits there.
Okay. I pointed at all the different animals to see if they react at all.
No.
Because it's really weird the way they're doing what they're doing.
Yeah, no, they just kind of point that out. Their head and, they just look at you.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of what they said they saw when they were in the barn. Just the animals kind of just watching them.
Mm. I don't like how these animals are...
If someone wants to sneak through there and try to gather information, that is their choice. But that will not be me. And if no one's going to do anything, then I suggest we huff it back out of here. We could talk with the town people, but I'm not sure if they're hostile towards each other or hostile towards one of us. They have been becoming more hostile towards us, as I understand it. Isn't that true?
Well, if they were going to attack us, they probably would have done that when we drove through the town.
Unless they've been infected with something, as was pointed out by the beloved Daisy.
Hmm. Oh, that was the Jarvis, right? Oh, no, that was her, yeah.
It seems to be spreading all around, is what we were told, and I'm concerned greatly about that.
Did we see them looking sick when we drove through, or...
The people in the town or the
The people that were in church and stuff.
From what you could tell, I mean, there's some that you've seen town folk that are like that. At this point, Elise starts saying, "What are you talking about, Del? We need to go in now. This is the Rhodes is in there. He's waiting for me.
And so how do you know Rose is in there?
I know. And she starts getting up and like climbing over the side of the truck, and she's got her gun out, and she's got her gun in one hand, and she has the compact in the other,
And she is just looking at him. I'm beautiful. Clack. And
Del was about to pull her back when he saw guns on her, he didn't do that.
Right. So she's
doesn't want to pull her back and get shot.
She's starting to walk forward towards the yard. He's waiting for me.
All right, then. I look to the others to see if they're going to do anything, and Del waits behind the truck watching.
I'm waiting at this point.
Two cold-hearted men.
Okay. She keeps walking.
Two guns saying, against many.
I look to Errol, who's the most faithful to the professor, to see if he does anything. Because I'm like,
Errol's in the box.
Oh, he's not out of the box.
Oh, yeah, so I would assume that you did hear you heard some mumbling. You heard her climbing over the side of the truck.
Errol will open the box. I will open the box so Errol can get out.
Oh, damn it. In that case, I get out. But...
yeah. And conveying what the professor's about to do, because Dell's just like, oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, I really hope that she makes it.
Del just kind of grimaces like he wants to say something poetic but can't. He just nods to Errol and then turns to look beyond, see what happens to the professor. And this is what Rich gets for not playing his character. This is what you get, Rich, if you ever listen to this, this is what you get for missing your playing your character multiple times.
Yeah.
So if you die suddenly, don't come whining to me.
Yeah. So So she is just she's wandering forth and she's going. She's waiting for me and she's getting closer and closer to the cart. You actually see some movement behind the barriers that they have set up, and there's a couple murmurs and you hear confusion. So
okay, I'm gonna take a risk and So there's a big open space between our truck and those carts that are blocking the entrance.
Yes,
I take it. And does it look like
you have cover from the cart, pretty much?
So, oh, okay. So I could go from the truck to the cart, and they probably couldn't get a shot off.
Hey, Mark. Oh, hello, hello. Hey, sorry, guys.
Hello.
Hey. What?
What happened?
Hey, you there? Sorry.
Yeah, just about.
Okay, just one sec. Let me give you a call back on the other one, okay?
Oh, sure, mate.
Sure, one sec.
Someone had horrible feedback.
Hey guys, I'm sorry about that. I hit the wrong things here. Okay, so Mark, we got you here. We're gonna actually go to you in a second,
what's up? Big problem with Skype, unfortunately.
Oh, that's okay.
Mark's having big problem. Feedback.
Not a problem.
Yeah, it's something went wrong with the call. Corey, you sound different.
I do.
Oh, no, he doesn't.
Oh, dude. Okay. Oh, maybe everything.
You sound different. No, I'm just kidding.
I think. Wait, the spirits are talking to me.
I think so. I think that's what's happening. So, John. Benjamin Wallace. I did not mean to drop you there. What were you doing?
Looks like I can make it to the cart without getting shot at, then or without getting hit easily, I'll sort of.
Yeah, actually, and you know what? Haverson is starting to walk in front of the cart now, and you just see her mumbling, and she's got her gun and her compact, and she just keeps clicking it back and forth, and her gun is out, and she's got it, and she's just looking very insane. So at that, you know what? At that point, let's go back to Mark there. So, Harriet, you are in the dark, And go ahead and do a D2 on your
chewing
your damage again.
Two.
Okay. So yeah, so you are it's starting to like grind and you're getting it out. Now go ahead and do a listen and go ahead and do it with a bonus die, please.
That's 95. And 85.
Oh, you
failing both.
Failing both. Okay. Well, you know what? Can't be that much. Okay, so you're starting to move around, and you hear, "Hello, hey, who's there? Who's there? Help me! Help! Let me go!"
I reply,
and it's yeah. And so the guy is whoever this is. Go ahead and do intelligence roll with a bonus. And I know that's hard for you, so we'll have to see.
Tricky. 33. Yes, just on the bonus.
Yes, you're like, is that Rhodes? Is that Rhodes? And you can tell he's like probably within like 10 feet of you somewhere. So, and you know, he sounds muffled. Yeah, help me! I got to get my wife. Help me! Please, mother is calling. Let me out. Oh,
he's got mother issues. I chew more furiously.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so go ahead. I will. And you're at the same time. You are still feeling these worm things are like lapping on your skin and on your neck and on your hands. You know, you're tied up. Why don't you go ahead and do a strength check on an extreme? You might be able to wriggle out.
Strength check. So it's like 13. 001.
What? Oh, you did. Okay. So yeah. you are wriggling and writhing and you actually grit your teeth more and start basically chawing on this thing as you're pulling, and you feel it cut into your wrists, but and then you are able to pull one of your hands out and you're free. You have somehow hurt your hand, but you got out and your hand is now one of your hands is free, and you know, your both hands are in front of you now if you'd wish.
I'll take the gag out.
Yes, so you find out it's some sort of, they got like a leather thong around tied to this the stick, and you rip it off, and there you go. You're free. Your legs are still tied, but you're getting the stuff off your hands. So what do you do at this point?
I call out for Professor.
Let me out! Oh, help me! Bye. Please, I must get to the cave.
I'll make sure, once I've sort of untied myself, so I've got free movements.
Okay.
I'll head towards him, groping in the dark.
Okay. So you're feeling this slime. You know what? Go ahead and do your luck roll again.
No. 50.
Okay. Yes, you are going that way. You're trudging through this. It feels damp. It's the earth. You know, your legs still hurt from the burns that you had taken damage from. They feel like kind of tight and cracked, and it's very painful. But you do get near let's say you're bumping into miscellaneous things here and there. They feel like boxes and like tools and stuff like that. And then you're getting close. And you hear him, the guy, let me go, let me out. I must find Abigail. I must find my mother.
Abigail's not your mother?
My wife. I have to find my wife. Let's see if he recognizes. No, he has no idea. He's like, just let me go, let me out, Eric, please. I've been down here for months.
Hang on, Professor.
So you get near him. It's complete darkness. You can tell that he's near you. His voice is really like. It seems like he's got something in his mouth. Like he can't.
He's been gagged. Correctly. The swine, they must have broken his jaw.
So, you're in the darkness. You see him there. What are you going to do?
I'll try and feel around for his hands and just put your hands out front, Professor, if you can. I'll try and untie you.
I can't. Well, okay, so you start moving around trying to find him, you grab one of his arms, and you feel these slimy worms on it. Like, weird. You just recoil. He's like, let me go! Untie me!
Can I make a send check or something to steal myself to grab his hand again and try and find the where was tying him up?
Sure. Why don't you do a con roll?
Oh, a con roll. Okay. Zero, right? Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Yeah. No. You are. Okay. So you get near to him, actually, you kick something while you're there. It's like some sort of rod or something gets kicked out of the way. And you do feel like, you know that he had lost a leg in the war. And you get near him and you touch what shouldn't be a leg. And he has a leg now.
Is this your right leg, Professor?
And it feels furry and... Then you feel like some scales on it.
Sand check.
Sure, do a sand check.
It's obviously some kind of costume these woodland folk wear.
Okay. So
92.
So, okay. We're going to say go ahead and take 1d2 for this weirdness that's happening right now.
Oh, good. Two.
Okay. So yes, you recoil and you're what or whatever. I don't know how you want to react. You do it. You tell me. Yes, there is something very strange about he's getting near you. He's trying to like move his face towards you and say, "Let me out. I need to get out. I've been here for months. My wife. She needs me. My mother."
Professor, I'll go and get help. Yes, I'll get help.
No, tie me. You're right here. Come on, I'm here. You let me go.
I'll be right back.
How could you? No, no. There's money. There's money in the cave. It's been so long. And he starts like he's going nuts now. Now he's like, let me out! And he's going against the bonds. I'll try and
fall away towards, if I can find some stairs or something, if I can grope for a staircase or a wooden step or something.
Okay, go ahead. Actually, go ahead and do another spot roll.
No!
Okay. No, that's okay. So you actually just start following the trail of like the little hallways that are made by all the junk in the way, and you are actually and this guy is now screaming at the top of his lungs. He's going, "Let me out! Let me out! You can't do this to me! The mother demands my presence."
Is there any loose objects that I pick up along the way?
Sure. What are you looking for?
I could pick up in the dark.
Yeah, you did skitter down. You did find that you see that you landed on that bar that you found earlier. It's his fake peg leg. It's his fake leg, and it's sitting off to the side. That's the first thing that you
throw in his general direction.
Okay.
Say, "Shush! You'll need this! Catch!" And then throw it really hard.
Okay, well, that doesn't stop him. He is still yelling. Okay, there you go. That's interesting. I never really thought about that. Yeah, okay, so, yeah, actually, we're just gonna do a quick flashback. Now Haberson is, excuse me, walking out, beyond the cart and walking forward. All of a sudden, you see more movement, across the way where, you know, a couple of the guys turn their heads back towards the house. Actually, Kankau Wambe, why don't you go ahead and do a listen roll, please?
Oh, 21 of 20. Fail.
Well, you can spend.
Oh, yeah. I'll spend a luck point to pass that. That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
My luck's pretty
okay.
High.
So, yeah, you make it, and you can now hear there is somebody screaming. Like bellowing inside the house, and you see that the two, like, now there's discussion going on. People are freaking out, and the big mottled looking guy goes, "What the hell is going on here?"
Does that mottled looking guy look? He looks dangerous, right?
Yeah, he's actually, now he's like banging, the butt of whatever he's carrying. You could probably, if on a, his gun is being banged against the barrier that he has on the cart that is overturned, and he's getting upset. He's like, "What is going on?"
So he's hiding behind it, right?
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
We're at the, just to be clear, we're at the truck, which is somewhere here. There's a cart somewhere here, and then there's other carts like mm-hmm. here.
Hmm.
And
how many feet is that? Do we have an idea? I mean, I don't need a full scale like a battle map.
Right, right. I would
idea.
Say it's probably about 50. I don't know. Well, let's say it's 30 yards from where it says farmyard to the road.
Okay. Got it.
So, and the professor has just emerged from behind the cart at the edge of the road.
Exactly. She is now walking into the farmyard, and now yeah. the guy is, he's like freaking out.
Errol is going to use this opportunity to advance to the cart.
Okay, so Errol, you run up there. You can now see that Haberson is walking up, saying, "Where is Rhodes? Where is Henry? Bring me to him now!" And
they're not.
Sorry.
Good. Go ahead. Sorry.
No. I mean that's she's now doing it. And she's pointing her gun at the people.
Oh God! They're not firing at her.
Not
are they
yet.
Raising guns of their own?
There's a little bit of confusion going on right now. So we'll say, yeah, one of them is starting to raise their gun on her.
I'm going to raise my pistol from behind the cart as well.
Okay. Okay.
I'll yell out, Professor, lower your gun.
So, yeah, you see the guy do, like, one of the, well, this guy is freaking out. The big model-looking guy is freaking out. He actually, the two other guys look over, and they're like, oh, shit, here's someone coming. And they turn. You see that they're shotguns, and they're training right in on her. So, and then she's like, you sons of bitches, you better show me where they're at, where he's at. And she is walking towards them with just the gun is trained on them.
Oh, yeah.
I'm by just for mechanics. I'm gonna both brace the gun and take aim at this point.
Okay, sure.
So that I'm aimed and ready for the first for any combat.
Sure, no problem. Okay, so that's. I guess. Do we want to go into initiative at this point?
I'm not gonna do anything unless either the professor starts. Well, unless anyone starts shooting. So, not on my not from on my account, but if someone else starts doing anything, I'm gonna be firing.
Okay, no problem. Actually, Kankawampa, you do have your magic. Let me see what it is.
Yeah, I know what my starting magic was. Yes, I just circled. Yes.
Yep, no, you're good. Yeah,
I took them all away. Okay.
You're good.
Okay, good.
So you're at, yeah. Okay.
Third.
So, yeah, at this point, you know what? I'm going to roll for Elise to see what she does.
Oh, God. Kill her. Kill Rich's character. Kill Rich's character. Kill her.
Or has he killed anyone yet?
I thought I muted myself. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Luckily for her, they cock the shotguns and they're like, you keep back, lady. So that's where we're at. The guy. Who is, you know what, actually, I think, he's like, you damn cowards, just, and she turns around and he blows, the model guy, the huge guy, turns and just shoots her.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm not muted again.
So, yeah. I think that
at this time, you're probably going to combat then.
Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, she is being shot at. Okay, so actually, we're going to do... Let's do the dex rolls. And he is firing.
So, dex rolls.
Yeah, it's
you mean rolling for initiative?
Yeah, we're going to roll for initiative.
Yeah, I think... Yeah, I'm forgetting the initiative way this is done. I think there's like a modifier plus a roll. Is that right?
No, it's actually it's just dex.
Plus a roll.
Right, and then if you had a gun that was already out, you had plus 50.
That's how you get 50, right? Yeah, for
yeah,
gun
plus
out.
50 yeah. If your gun's out and that's what you're doing.
Okay. So my effective dex is 120.
Okay.
Dell's 125. Wow.
Okay. So yeah. So go ahead and roll that as your dex and whatever. If you get the extreme success or a hard success, you're better than people that just make it. So.
So they're about 90 feet away. You said.
Yes. That's what I'm gonna say.
Okay. So I'm going to have some range increments here because I'm switching. I probably switched to my handgun when I realized the range issue, which is 15 yards.
All right.
So how many penalty dice do I get? Multiples or one?
There's no penalty dice for range. You just need to make an extreme success if it's
within
four times your range.
Okay, so I basically need 20%. All right, I'll give it a shot. Okay. No pun intended.
Oh, do remember, I don't know if you want to use it, but you have a bonus die that you got a long time ago.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to use that for the professor. Okay. Sorry, Rich.
Not a problem. Yeah, that's okay.
I might be confusing this, but isn't there an aim thing where you get a bonus die if you aim for one round and you don't get interrupted? I will aim this round.
Okay. That's why I told I was aiming before.
So who are you shooting at? Well, actually, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Do your what did you guys get for Dex?
Unless you want to say I was aiming like him, but otherwise I'll aim this round.
Okay.
I had a success by half for a Dex for a Dex roll.
Okay. So you got it a half. Okay. So you got the hard. Okay. What
are you allowing? Are you allowing me to roll this round, or you want me to wait, Corey? I'm not clear. I didn't say I was aiming like Magnus did. I'm aiming this round.
Yeah, you're aiming this round. Right. So. But go ahead and roll your Dex to see what where you are in the order.
I think it's just 20. It's 50 plus my current Dex, right?
Yeah, I don't know what the roll is for.
I don't think there's a roll, is there?
Well, we're doing we were doing the optional roll of where you roll for your Dex.
Okay.
Right. So go ahead and roll it. And then you got a hard, right? If you get a hard, you'll do better than other folks.
Okay, so I'm rolling off of my Dex to see if I get a certain degree of success.
Right. The 125 or whatever it was.
I got a. Got it at half, so hard.
Okay, that's a hard. Okay, cool. Okay.
Doesn't matter for me. I'm just aiming.
No problem.
Unless I get hit, then it matters.
One sec here. Okay. Geez. Okay. They also got hard. So, okay. So it looks like what did Jack and White Raven get?
Well, I got an 89, but because I've just got a pistol, that's nowhere near in range, so I'll be just moving up towards the cart to
get closer. You're almost last. Okay, White Raven, what did you get for your roll?
I don't have a gun out per se. Okay, but I failed with a 64 or 44, but I don't know.
We'll give you the plus 50 if that's what you're doing.
Oh, okay. All right, so I did succeed, but I think it's 64 of 94 is just a normal success from them.
Normal success. Okay. Okay. So there you go. So it looks like the guy does get the shot off. You can't dodge a shotgun. So she gets hit. We're going to say that is 20 yards. Yeah, I'd say that's about 20 yards. So she gets riddled with a shot. 6 points of damage.
Surprisingly little for a shotgun.
Yeah, 2d6
Well, they fired one barrel. Yards.
Right, yeah. Okay.
And 20 yards might be reduced damage, too.
Yeah.
Right.
So if he rolled a d6, he actually did surprisingly well.
Yeah. No, it was 2d6, but no, it wasn't
it's
great.
It's probably she may have to make a con check still. I mean,
yes,
I don't know.
She does. Yeah. So we're going to make a con check here.
Oh, so that was a major wound? Yeah.
Yes, major wound. She does have the major wound, and she does make her con check. So she goes,
but she's knocked prone.
Yes, she's not so pretty now. She is down on the ground. All right. And there. Okay.
So I'm going to shout, Professor, and then I'm going to be firing.
Okay. All right. So you, the hard success guys can go, which actually also is one of the, or some of the other guys.
How many other guys are there?
There are three other guys except and that one guy.
Okay.
So, so let's go ahead with the hard success. Errol, you have a 70 dex, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you would go next.
So, I was aiming at the closest guy, just to be clear.
Sure. It's one of the guys that had he was going to shoot at. He had his shotgun trained on Haverson.
Yeah.
But yeah. She has, you know, obviously she's going down. So, yeah. So
yeah.
Go for it.
So I'm going to be shooting at him. How far away you see?
He is, well, we said he is, what did I say? Was that 30 yards? So like 90 feet. And then he is behind, he's got some cover. So that would be a penalty die.
So, okay. So how much is 90 feet in yards?
It's one third. Feet? So it's 30.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's exactly within the, because I'm bracing. Sure. I get double range, so it's exactly okay. within range then.
Okay.
And since I'm aiming, I also get a bonus die.
Right, and then you know just take away the penalty because he's behind a
barrier. Oh, right, he's behind. Yeah, okay. So regular, just a roll then, a straight up roll.
Well, didn't you say you braced too?
Yeah, but that only doubles base range.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, go ahead. Sure. Okay, go for it.
86, that's a miss.
Yeah, so it pings off the thing, and he looks over like, arr! Okay, next hard. I think that would have been Dell.
I was aiming this round, right? So next turn gotcha. I shoot.
Yep, mm-hmm. Okay. Who had the normal success? I think that would be... Oh, you know what? It's going to be the other guys now.
Don't forget that anybody behind the car is got a lot of cover, so they get a penalty die, I believe,
right.
is yep. how it works,
yep.
right?
Yep, yep. Okay. So, let's see here. We have three guys. Errol has shot at him. White Raven, you just got a regular success? That's what happened?
Yeah, I'm just okay. kind of duck behind the cart there that's blocking the... Just kind of okay. peeked out to see what a professor was doing and saw her fall.
Okay, no problem. All right, so he is actually aiming at Errol. Not aiming, sorry, excuse me. He's going to shoot Errol. He is pretty far away. You do have... So actually, that's two penalty dice, right? Because you got... Oh, no, I'm
well,
sorry.
He doesn't get a penalty die for distance, but he has to make
right.
probably a hard success, and
right,
he has and I'm behind cover, yes.
Right, yeah, okay. So, okay. Okay, no, that is a 54, and I don't think that's going to do it.
Unless he has a skill of 110, that's...
I don't think so. Right, the hard. Okay. So, okay. The other guy, next guy, does the same thing. 38. So, let me see what his firearms is. I don't think it's that good, obviously, but I'm not sure. Okay, no, that is not a hard. So, okay, and then, the other guy is like screaming at the mottled guy. He's like, "You gotta stay here. You gotta shoot them." So he has wasted his turn. Let's see. I guess it would be Concat Wampe and Jack. If you made yours, did you make a normal?
I was just moving up, trying to stay in cover, so I'm not. Gonna
okay, sure.
Take a shot this round.
Yeah, yeah, so you're coming up to the cart where we are.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are with Concat Wampe. It is your turn, sir.
So I'm, you know, I'm behind the cover, but I'm peeking out. Do I see the mottled guy that's behind the cart?
He's definitely up. He had just shot the guy, and he's yelling at his men to start. Shooting at you to stop you.
So let me ask, since I'm about to try this, can I cast the one spell from behind cover, or do I have to jump out from behind the cover?
You should be fine.
So, as long as I can see him, I'm okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
now you do okay. So the way magic works, you know the spell. But you have to cast it, you have to get a hard. You have to get a hard pow roll. You can push it if you don't make it. If you don't make it, then it starts draining your life to get to it. So, And I think luck works for magic, right? Magnus?
You can spend
luck as well. So
I might be using some of that. Thankfully, I have a decent amount. So, because my pow is okay, but a hard success is a little difficult. So does the spell start to cast if I make my pow roll? Because it takes me a round to cast it
before I can actually hit it. Okay. Some.
Yeah. So I figure it takes one round to cast it, then the next round I can hit something.
Okay.
With it.
Right.
So that's what I figure. Okay.
Sure.
I'm just trying to decode the sheet here. So
sure.
Do you see the effects of it, or do I have to make the pow roll in order for that to happen?
You have to make the pow roll for it to happen. But
okay.
So you start doing your roll. Indian chanting and moving your hands about.
So I start waving my hands about, going. I can't even use my luck on this. I got a 93 of 32.
Okay. Well, now what you can do, you can push it, right?
But you can't spend after pushing. So.
Okay.
So
you can only do one of those.
So what's going to happen?
You can't burn luck if you push it, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So if you push it, then you can't burn luck, and it's actually going to start.
Fail more horribly if
It's so gonna start eating you.
So the normal fail is I just lose some health.
It's not good. You actually, I believe it's a variable. If you fail, it's like up to six times or something like that. The cost. It's not good. It's not good if you fail.
Come on! You know you want to do it that way. Just do it.
Failing a push casting roll, the caster was
the regular jet. The regular fail. What happens if I take this as I did?
It's just failed. Let's see here.
Because I might want to try it again next turn instead.
Nothing happens. So if you push it,
I'm just. Oh, okay, right. So I'm just wasting time here, basically.
Well, I think you still lose. I think the you magic still lose points. The magic points. Yeah.
That sucks. I think I would rather just lose the magic points than try to have something really horrible happen.
Okay. Well, actually, okay. I think though, if you don't. Following a failed casting roll, the character has a choice to make a second attempt, paying the cost either immediately or time in the future, or doing so, push it. I think if you don't push it, the spell works. I mean, if you don't, I think you actually have to, try the spell later. I don't think you get to keep the spell.
Okay, so I can't try to cast it again next turn.
It says the only alternative to this, other than giving up on the spell, is to go back to the source and learn the spell again from scratch, usually requiring 2D, blah, blah, blah. So,
oh, yeah, okay.
You'll lose it otherwise. Now, well, if you do... Oh, yeah, it's multiplied by 1D6. Magic points, sanity points, and pow. So that's what happens if you fail.
Oh man!
Yeah, it's so cool.
I could spend almost all of my luck to just pass this thing.
You could do that.
Yeah, I have enough. I would have. Let's see. I need 61 luck to pass this, and I have 76. So.
So it's either that or push the roll, and.
I think pushing it, I might just die.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
Because rolling a 32 is not easy.
Well, it's, there's a 32% chance.
Yeah. I think I would rather use the luck. So I'm going to use the luck. So I'll have 15 luck left. I'll pass it.
That makes you pass it? Okay, there you go. So you start seeing this black miasma is coming from his hands, and like things are like evolving in the air, turning black. If you want to describe it in your own way, you can do that. But things are happening while he's trying to catch.
The smoke starts swirling around, and it's like coming in from outside, it looks like. And there's this like kind of like sick looking green color also mixed in with the smoke. It just looks, it doesn't look like something you would want to get hit with.
Yes. Okay. So I think that's everybody, right? Yeah. The guy shot first. Well, actually, I guess Elise is still up, so she could actually go, right?
She got knocked prone, right?
Right. Can she shoot from ground?
She could try. I mean, she might not hit anything.
I love that woman.
I think she would. She would probably do that. I think that's okay. Okay, well, I guess we should say. She got knocked prone. Does that mean that she loses her turn? Or can she still do something?
No. She can still do things.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah. She's like, God damn it, give me Rhodes! And she shoots at the one guy. He is behind. She can brace, right? Because she's on the ground?
No, so, she's just knocked prone. She can't, I mean, what would she brace against?
Well, the ground. But no, that's cool. No, she's not thinking much anyway. So so she has a penalty die, and she is shooting at the guy that shot her.
Awesome.
And it looks like she actually hit. So
wow. Nice.
Yeah. I like this distraction she's creating.
So, bam! She does a D8 of damage to this guy. 6 points of damage. Let me see what how many hit points they even have. I think that's going to probably be a
major wound.
Major wound. Okay. Yes, that is half. So he does a con check. He is still up. So he does roll a 13, which is not good. But yes, but he has taken 6 points of damage.
That was the big dude?
No, this was the one that shot, or that was had the gun trained at her. So
I thought it was the big dude.
Concentrating right on now. It's not the big dude, unfortunately. Okay, well, at that point, why don't we go back to Harriet, if she's about.
Harriet!
Hello.
Hey.
You hear multiple gunshots.
Okay, so you now, yep, you're hearing gunshots. This Rhodes guy is going crazy down here. Wow. Okay, yeah, you hear him like, I need to get out of here! And he is straining hard, trying to get out. So you're crawling on the floor. Go ahead and, I'm going to say by now, you can see a crack of light at the cellar door, pretty far away from you now. I mean, you know, it's probably like 20, 30 feet away.
Okay, I'll start crawling towards that.
Okay. You are at the stairs, I guess. Let's see, what does he do? Uh, Okay, no, he didn't. He did not. He rolled very well, but not enough to bust loose. So okay, cool. So yes, and he's like, "Let me out of here." Okay, so we will flip back. I guess she's crawling out. So we are back at the top. I guess that would be Errol first.
I'm going to be aiming.
Okay. Oh, you're aiming this round. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. And now we go to, we are down to Del. And you have okay. aimed.
Del will fire. He has a bonus die. Just to refresh my memory, how many people are fully exposed that look like enemies?
Nobody's fully exposed. They are
which
all
means
behind.
Which means they would cancel the bonus die would cancel out the penalty die because they have good cover, right?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So I will. How far is it to the house where I mean, do I hear Harriet screaming in there, or did I not hear anything?
Go. Yeah, you can I go ahead and you can make the roll now. Yeah, you can make the roll. You're close enough. Go ahead and roll your listen.
Okay. Because I'm just wondering if I heard something in there that might change what I would do. Right. So.
Right. Sure.
I'll do that. Okay. 51 out of 45. I will burn.
Sure.
I will burn some luck to make that.
There you go. So yes, you,
so
you
make
hear
a bigger success.
You hear the bellowing that's going on. You also hear you're starting to hear some insects seem to be. Gathering around off in the distance.
Can I convey that info while doing an action, like running over or firing my gun, one
sure.
or the other?
Yeah, I mean, if you do that, you'll be yelling to everybody. So,
right.
Yeah, so they'll know you're running, I guess is the point. So.
Okay, so if I don't say anything and just run over there, could I get over there in one combat round, I think? I mean, the equivalent of one combat round.
Oh, you're talking about the
I want to get to the house on the other end and have cover. Well, I mean, I want to start making my way over there. I'm just wondering, like, if I could go through the cornfields and they wouldn't see me. They might see the stalks moving.
So are you trying to get to the shed or are you trying to get to the distillery?
Wherever I hear the noise, wherever I hear Harriet, which would be probably the shed, right?
Well, actually, she is, you're hearing it, the bellowing is way back here. You don't hear Harriet.
Way back here. Okay, could you warp that again?
Oh, I'm sorry, at the farmhouse? That's
okay.
where
that's like.
That's
oh,
way
so that's like,
over there.
Yeah, that's really far. What is this building here? Is that anything or just a burnt out
that
husk
is actually,
of something?
You see that the doors are closed on it. That is the barn. And you can see that there's looks to be there was some flame damage to it. You know, right in the front there, you can see that some char out in front of the place. So you don't know what that is. Actually, go ahead and do a do a spot hidden.
Half. Hard.
Yeah, totally. You see through the windows. You can see. Mm-hmm. It looks like distilling equipment is inside. It looks like huge amounts of distilling equipment. Like
which
big,
might, means
big
it might
time.
Be flammable.
Yeah,
might be flammable too. Mm-hmm. All right. So if I started making my way through the corn stalks to that building, I would have a. They couldn't see me, and they'd be firing wildly at me if they did. Which they probably
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah,
right
if you
away.
Went through the corn stalks, yes.
So I'm going to move to the corn stalks, but I'm going to convey the info that Harriet is in the far building straight ahead. And
well,
I'm going to move away and go.
You don't know Harriet's there.
But who did I hear? Did
you
I hear
heard
the professor's voice?
Yelling professor, yes. You don't know
okay.
where Harriet is.
Then I'll convey that the professor whose voice I recognize,
well,
right?
I don't know. No, you heard bellowing. Let's go. Actually, you know what? Go ahead and do a.
I got a hard. So I'm not sure if that makes a difference, but let me try.
Oh, for your lesson?
Yeah, I got a hard. Well, I got an impale with my intelligence.
Yes. Yeah. There you go. Joke. There you go. Yes. You absolutely. You're like, oh my god, that's Rhodes. It doesn't sound like him, but that's Rhodes.
So I will say, Rhodes is in the building far across. I'm going going right, and I'll move into the corn stalks for like to be hidden, and I'll take my shotgun and my handgun with me. And okay. My ammo, which is
okay. Now you are seeing that this slime is in there, so go ahead and do a dex check as you run through next round. But we'll.
Am I able to see the slime before I go in, or do I see it as I'm going in?
You see it as you're going in.
I may not go in there.
okay. Well, there's just you know there's some here and there. I will remind you that you feel pretty deft, so. When you're going through there. So, let's,
I'll write three, you something. I'll burn three luck if I need to.
Okay. One sec here. Let me, write you.
Okay.
Okay. So I have written you. Okay. So, yes, okay. You do see that there's definitely some of this goo could get on you if you're not careful. So
okay.
So yeah. So you can. Okay, there you go. So you wander through there and you get through. Okay. So next round. Yeah. The next would be actually it's those dudes again. Okay. So it's going to shoot. Sorry. Now, who is... actually, I think... Let's see here. I think one of them would probably shoot at the guy making weird motions and stuff.
That's not what they would do.
One of them does. Cultist. Yeah. Cultist. Actually, you cultist. See him. He's like, what the hell's going on over there?
And, they would probably have to do a sand roll.
With a penalty die, I take it.
Yes, there's a penalty die, yes. Yeah, so they did not hit. You hear it, the shotgun just goes it right into the cart in front of you. The other guy is shooting... Oh, boy. Okay, the other guy is shooting at Errol. It's actually... Yeah. That's a 25. So I think that's...
Is that a hard success?
That's a hard success.
Well, that's it.
Yeah, okay. Let me find the guy. Yeah, that's unfortunately a hard success. So, now what, you're at 30 yards, right?
Yep, so that would be a hard success necessary to hit.
Okay, geez. You get hit for 9 points of damage.
Am I hit through the cart, or... because I assume I'm pretty heavily concealed.
Well, that's what the shot's for, right? Okay. The penalty dies for having the cover.
Right.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering if the bullet actually goes through the cart, giving me armor.
Well, unfortunately, that's what the die is for.
That's to hit.
What's it?
That's to hit.
Oh, well. Go ahead and do a luck roll.
I think you have to do. Come again?
Go ahead and do a luck roll. We'll see.
Exactly. I think that's the. 10, that's a success.
Okay, so yes.
A success by more than half.
You get an armor on that. We'll give you a...
So that's 3 points then, assuming, presumably.
3 points? Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
So we'll give you 3 points of armor on a luck roll.
Yeah.
So yes, so you get very lucky. It goes through the second side and hits you. So you take 6 points of damage.
Yes, that's more than half, so I still need to do a con roll, but, so let's see how that goes. 11, which is definitely a pass.
Okay.
But I am knocked prone, so I'm no longer aiming, and, I'm hit anyways, I'm no longer aiming, and I now have a major wound.
Okay. Hooray. Okay, cool. All right. So who else? That was them. Okay, last guy. Who's now? Where is everybody else at here? Where are you, Jack? Where is the?
I think Jack and I are the only ones that are like still not hit behind the cart.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Where is Jack at this point?
I think he was behind the cart with the two of us.
Okay,
Errol and I.
Well, I think we'll split him. I guess he'll take a shot. And that's a 41, which would be a regular success, but that is not going to make the hard success, which you would have needed to hit, right? So yep. So it splats into the cart and takes the shot. Unfortunately, we do have the last guy, and he's like, "You bastards, why are you coming here?" And he actually he starts bounding past the cart. He's just gonna get closer and take a shot. Okay, here we go. And it's totally off. He fires and it just misses. But he is now running towards you. You do see there is like a cloud of now that you can see the guy, he is actually he's naked. He is burned to a bejesus. You see that he was scarred massively from what looks to be like burning. Now there is just it looks like his skin is like all red and lumpy, and there's lots of oozing everywhere, this black liquid. He's definitely infected. And he is just bellowing and running at you with the shotgun. And then off in the distance, you see a cloud of insects are coming over the bend. We'll say, right back here, where the silo, the grain silo is near there, up in the northeast. You see this cloud of insects is coming forth. And I think that's round. So let's see.
Jack and I haven't gone yet.
I'm sorry. Okay, sure. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. You're absolutely right. So Jack, did he make it? I think he made his, right?
Made it.
Yeah, he made it.
Oh, he made it to the cart. Yeah.
No, but he made his roll, so I think he goes before you, I think. Oh, wait, no, you have a plus 50.
Yeah, we both got a normal success, I think.
Oh, okay. So,
but I think he went first last time. So,
right. I think he has a better dex. So, Jack, he might be asleep. Darren. Okay. Well, we'll do this because
he may have stepped away for a moment.
Yeah. Why doesn't somebody? We're gonna have to have somebody roll for him because we'll need to. You'll need these things going on. So we're gonna NPC him at this point. And Elise is still in there too. So we'll get her in. But somebody wants to NPC Darren, we'll see what happens here. He's at the cart at this point. So what are you guys planning on doing with him?
I guess he's probably going to shoot at one of those guys. It's my guess, but I don't know what kind of gun he has or what his skills are.
I think he's got the shotgun. Yeah, I'll tell you if it hits. Who's he shooting at?
Here, I'll roll this one and roll 20. How's that? I don't know. Do you think we should be? I'm torn between shooting at one of those guys behind the cart or the guy that's bounding towards us.
Yeah, the guy bounding towards you doesn't have cover, so you don't get a penalty.
Yeah, yeah, let's do that. Let's try to hit that guy, the bigger guy. He's probably going to take a little while to get whittled down. That's probably a success for him, 41.
Yeah. Let's see here.
And if not, we could probably burn a couple points of luck. I don't know how many. Yeah. Much of that
you can't burn luck for combat.
Oh, that's
yes,
right.
You can.
Yes, you can. Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can't push crazy. Combat, however.
I didn't think.
Can you burn luck?
Yes.
Can.
Yeah, you can burn luck. But
can you burn it for sand losses too?
Nope.
Okay, but you can't for
not
combat.
Not for sand losses and not for luck rolls. Well, it makes sense if it's luck you're spending. It's perfectly reasonable to be more lucky at a shot.
Okay. Did he have the? Did he have a shotgun?
Well, he probably passes with that 41. I'm guessing, but
he does not.
Oh no!
Is he using a shotgun? What is he using?
I have no idea. What do you had?
I think he had a handgun, Jack.
Was he using a handgun?
Yeah.
Okay. That would pass. So we'll say he has the handgun. So, okay. That is a 2D. He's got a 45 revolver. So, 1D10 plus 2.
Oh, man. All right. Let's do that.
Now, actually.
Look at that. Let's take that.
What was it?
11.
Okay.
Total.
So yeah, it thuds right in his chest. He's like, amazingly. Let's see here. He is actually still up. You see it gouts out the back of him, and he's upset and just rolling. He's like, you are disturbing. This is the mother's place. Why are you here? I am trying to spread her glory. And he keeps bounding at you. It's you see that his eyes kind of glaze over a bit, but he is still running. So So he went. Now it is your turn.
Okay, so I am going to accelerate this guy's disease by hitting him with this. So the spell completes and forms a huge column of black and green, like sickly looking smoke, and it spacks him square on and just starts swirling around him and entering all of his orifices.
Okay. Well, actually, now we got to do a pal roll. So
31 of 65. So actually, that's a hard success.
Okay, let's see what he got. Crap. Yeah, he got a hard success too, and your POW is what, 60 something?
65.
Okay. You see it swirl around him, and he's just starts breathing it in and like, you try to kill me with disease? And he just like screams and bellows and actually it looks like he's reveling in it as he runs towards you. He's still up, and this thing seems to have not affected him, unfortunately.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's not good. It's really not good. Okay, that was the round. No, actually, Elise. She is actually going to shoot at the guy. She actually is standing up at this point.
Well, she's probably got a point blank at him. She's probably got a point blank. She's running.
Oh no, she's actually not shooting. She's still concentrating on the one guy. She does hit. For a D8. Yeah, and actually that guy goes down. She shoots the guy, and he's just like, and he just falls over behind the barricade. Let's see here. Who's next? I think that is the round, right? Let's pull it back around here. Who's next?
Del, I assume.
Del's moving, right? Del's moving right through the corn stalks to the shed. So I don't know if he got there yet or if he's still going. Right.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, actually, I think you. Yeah, you, let's say you do. You are there. You've gotten to the side of the deal there.
And I know the insects are coming, right? Like a swarm of them. It's more than a swarm, right? It's like they're blotting out the sky or what?
They're not blotting out the sky, but they are. You can see a mass of insects. At this point, you start seeing vermin is flying out of the field back by the silo. You're seeing snakes. You're seeing raccoons and rats and these insects are in a form.
That's not good.
Yeah, actually, it just breaks the field, and you see this huge, weird-looking thing. It's got different types of appendages. You're seeing like a tentacle, and the things are all over him in terms of insects, and looks like one of his feet is actually a hoof, and he runs out, and he bellows, and the windows shake when this happens. So let's see, what is the?
So this is something I haven't seen before, right?
No, and you're the only one that's seeing it now. It's basically check. Yes, you have a sand check.
Gotta make a sand check. Wish me luck, Magnus. Wish me luck.
I am.
Aren't you going to say good luck before I roll?
Good luck.
Thank you. That's going to make this roll successful now. Watch. No! Magnus cursed me. I failed.
Oh, okay.
It's all my fault.
Well, my luck's... my luck's like at 35 right now, so it was unlikely to make it. It makes you feel any better.
Okay, so you have to... It's a 1d6.
Ooh, maybe I'll have to make an idea roll. Yeah, okay. So
make the idea roll.
Let's do... see how much I take first. Oh, just 3 points. So I think I'm rattled, but still going for now.
Well, okay. You still get the initial.
Do I still have to make an idea roll?
No, but since it's a fail, you still get to cede control of your player for a short while.
Right. Oh, yeah. I suspect he's pretty busy with others, but he can grab Del if he wants.
Yeah, what would you do? I imagine he would
dive into the shed or run away into the cornfield.
Oh, wait. Are you in the shed? Or you're by the distillery, right? You're over here?
I mean the distillery. He was planning to go in there if he thought it would protect him from ghosts. But,
I think you're just going to do a shout and say, "What the hell is that?" And you point off into the distance.
What the hell is that? I say, drawing the players to all investigate and look.
Yeah. So so you are seeing this thing come out of the woods or out of the thing, and it is and actually everybody else heard that scream. That was pretty freaky.
You're welcome.
Just to remind you, I'm still behind the cart now because I've
broke. You guys haven't seen it, but you heard that.
Yeah.
So
it was my pleasure, everyone. Really, really.
Let's see. I'm going to say a couple of the guys. One's down. So actually, you hear the one modeled guy running. He says, "Yes, come, my brother, come." And the other guys that are behind there, he's like, "Oh Jesus, what the? He's coming! He's coming!" And both of them just bolt back towards the distillery, actually towards the garage.
A special thanks to Paul Fricker, Scott Dorward, and Matthew Sanderson, creators of the Good Friends of Jackson Elias podcast, for their voice talents provided for the audio handouts within this recording. Be sure to check out their excellent Call of Cthulhu and horror genre podcasts. Visit the Good Friends at their website, www.blasphemoustomes.com. All music within this recording graciously composed and performed by Walkathon. In the next episode of Blackwater Creek.
Join us for our final exciting episode of Blackwater Creek. Don't miss the investigators' harrowing battle with the Carmody brothers and witness the final horrors revealed by the discovery of Professor Rhodes.
Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time in Blackwater Creek.